We could all use a little help sometimes. All of us. What do I need? Coaching or therapy?
What going to a therapist is really like.
Today I will be purposefully giving terrible advice to people. I hope to ruin some lives today.
The worst advice you will ever hear in this chair, and you'll hear it every week.
I want you all to feel safe. And this is our number one rule here. What is said in this room stays in this room.
If you have the problem of blowing up and like really lashing out in anger towards everything that happens in your day, I've got a solution for you. Well,
it's like I love when people sit there and say, it's just the game, dude. It's just the game. It's just the game, dude. It's just the game. Why are you losing your mind? Bro, it's just a game. Yeah, it's just a fucking game.
What the hell was that?
The therapist doesn't know anything about me. I'm not represented there.
No, you're not.
If the therapist knew me, okay? If the therapist thought I was a terrific guy, there'd be a counter argument to
it. Right.
G'day, guys. It is the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the Round Zero Review. Recording on a Tuesday. I will try in the future to get this out on a Monday. Couldn't do so yesterday, so running a little bit late. But moving forward, chances are I will probably have the preview show on the Thursday, review show of the weekend on the following Monday, possibly the Tuesday, depending how things go. Mondays are a pretty crazy day. For old Shano, far out, the footy, it is back. How good was it? Went pretty well, I thought, in Vegas, apart from one thing, which we'll have a wee yarn about, but two really, really high-quality games of football, I thought. It was not what I expected at all. Definitely not what I expected. I thought it was going to be a lot tighter. I thought there was going to be a lot less scoring, maybe more clunky, but teams just hit the ground running. And, that was the kind of high standard you'd expect to see mid-season, you know, not the first game of the year, first two games of the year. Well done to all four sides, but particularly to Manly and to Sydney, who took care of business. Let's start with the first game, shall we? Manly and Souths. Two teams that disappointed last year, and it was, you know, both teams really, really wanted to get off to a good start. Let's see how it played out.
Manly with Luke Brooks going through and Luke Brooks scoring. A magical debut for Luke Brooks. He no longer has the burden of expectation, the weight of the world on his shoulders. He has shone tonight for his new club.
Dan Ganane there for Fox Sport as Luke Brooks does a little show and go and scores for Manly. Really happy for Luke Brooks. Much maligned player throughout his career at the Tigers and just gets a fresh start now at Manly. And he looks dangerous. His teammates look dangerous. Manly 36, Souths 24. This, how many points? 60 points scored in this game. It was full on. And there were some points left out there too. There's some, you know, Turbo was held up. Brooks also kind of bounced it over the line as well. There was some real close, you know, there could have been a lot higher. It was, and it was a high standard too. And you saw the start off the kickoff. Really, the guys really getting into each other. Oh, here we go. And it was one of those things where after a while, you didn't really notice that it was a narrower field. It definitely didn't play as big a part as I thought it would. You didn't really notice it much at all. So, well done well done, like I said, to both teams. Yeah, it was really, really good. Let's have a look. Who scored the tries in this one? As I wait for my computer, it is taking forever. Here we go. Tries to Olakau'atu, Saab, Croker, Benny Dvojevic, Garrick, and Brooks. Garrick kicking all six conversions for the Bunnies. Kanar got a double. Gagai, great try for him. Good on him on debut. Latrell and Johnston. Latrell scored a try, went himself. The Gagai try, he threw a beautiful pass left to right for Gagai to go on the corner. And then a tip on the left edge to Johnston was just sensational. Latrell was in everything. He played really well. He really stood up. I thought both forward packs were very strong. Olakau'atu was close to best on field. He scored a try. He was very, very strong. I really like the way Manly played. I like what Nathan Brown offered off the bench. Didn't translate to Supercoach points, but in terms of NRL, really, really big having him there. He's just a hard runner. He's a straight runner. He's very aggressive. That can be his downfall without the ball. Doesn't mind a high shot. He's got a little bit of grub in him. Whether he can stay on the field all year remains to be seen. But with ball in hand, gives them real good punch off the bench through the middle of the field there. I thought Turbo was excellent. It didn't quite break through. He almost scored a try. I think got held up. I think Cookie might have held him up. And then was there possibly a slight knock on that was called that we bobble in there and things like that. There was, he had moments there. He could have easily ended up on 150 plus. He had a big game. He looked really good, involved in everything as you'd expect. So Tommy owners, you'll be happy. It's a good score. And I think you got 80 odd and he's looking good. And they just, with Daly Cherry Evans just running the ship there, he just controlled the game beautifully. And then the Flair guys with Turbo, with Brooks, I mean, they could have exploded. They still scored 36 points. So they'll be super stoked. South not so happy with that. Defensively, there's concerns. To be fair, that right edge there, Kenner and Gagai, I mean, that's not their first choice guys whatsoever. I think when Whiten comes back in a few weeks, it'll stiffen them up big time. Ilias was a concern, I thought, for South. He didn't have a great game. They got issues there. I think they were hoping he might be able to hit the ground running this year. His form was a bit patchy since he's come into first grade. They got high hopes for him, and it's not quite translating. Cody Walker clearly wasn't 100% fit. He was still 100% a cock, though. You could still see he's got that. God, he's got that. The grub in him and the aggro and stuff. It seems he's so easy to rile up. It's just calm down, mate. Calm down. You're playing footy. You're getting paid a shit ton to play footy. Life's going all right. You don't have to be angry the whole time. Let's look at the Supercoach scores, shall we? In this one, Ruben Garrick, 99. He scored a try, kicked a bunch of conversions. He's going to be someone you want to aim for to have some stage towards the year for sure, because I think Manly's going to score plenty of points, and he's going to be part of that, whether it's scoring tries, setting them up, or kicking the goals. Olakau'atu, 97. Ooh, he looks dangerous. He looks very, very dangerous. Tommy with 81, again, and everything. His brother, 72, scored a try. Very, very popular player. Did you start him or not? You'll be gutted if you didn't roll the dice and play him in your 17. Because, 72, you'd be happy with that. If you go down, but Brooks, 59. That's, with the try and the line break with that, but he was, I thought he was fantastic. Great debut for him. Saab with 53, he did pull a hammy. He'll be out for a while. Interested to see what they do there. Do they go Tommy Talau, he's under 300 grand. If Saab's going to be out for a little bit, they've got other options there as well. I think it's the guy whose name escapes me, Raymond somebody. I think he might have a hyphen last name possibly. He played a few games. He's a real little short little ball of muscle. They might go with maybe it's Vainga or something like that. they might go with him. Wait and see there. Could be an option because it's a prime spot on the wing. Either wing for Manly is a good spot. Nathan Brown, 28. Carl Lawton, as I say, wing is a prime spot for Manly. Polo, 16. So, you know. Carl Lawton, 12. So definitely a trap there if you went with Lawton. I did talk about him. I didn't necessarily recommend him, but he's an option, as are all the players in the Supercoach app. They're all options, just not good ones. At the Bunnies, let's have a look. What did they score? I think Latrell, 110. He was in everything. I reckon if you potted up and went Latrell, who definitely is at low ownership at fullback, you would be stoked with that. Jeez, he looked good at the start of that game, just bumping guys off. Looked very, very strong. He might be in for a wow of a year, but you know his team need to catch up to him. He looked great. Cook was 68, you beauty. Cam Murray, 58, just a typical Cam Murray kind of game. Johnston, 52 with a try. You know, that's kind of how it rolls with him. With Johnston, if you're owning him, you really want him scoring a couple, don't you? Kepi was a reasonably popular mid-ranger, 41. Another one, Jai Arrow, 39. He was in the wars right from the get-go. Cody Walker, 36. Cheapy on the bench, Davi Mawali with 30. Anybody else here? No one else really of much note. 36-24. Fun game. Geez, what a fun game to start the 2024 season. Well done to Manly. Souths, I wouldn't be too concerned just yet. You know, they do have, I think they've got the Broncos in round two. They do have, I think that's the Thursday game. So they've got a bit over a week and a half turnaround to get back from Vegas and just get over jet lag, get ready. But yeah, it doesn't get any easier. The two losers from round zero playoff in round two. So that will be interesting. We will be back after this. All right, gang. Second game on the Las Vegas round zero, and it was the Sydney Roosters hosting the Brisbane Broncos. Let's see what happened.
Walker. Here they go. Overlap. Manu Dummy. Oh. Flick around the corner. There's your magic show, folks. There's your magic show in Vegas. Joey Manu.
Andrew Moss there for Fox Sport as Joey Manu and the Sydney Roosters beat those Brisbane Broncos 20 points to 10. That was Manu setting up a try with an unbelievable flick pass. Had about seven in the tackle, but he managed to get his arm free and he flicked it out the back. Junior Ponga scored a try. Manu actually got an intercept, scored the first try. Ponga with that second one, and Victor Radley scored a try for the Roosters in their 20 points. For the Broncos, Dean Mariner for Wee Reese Walsh Grubber, and then Reese Walsh. They went down the left, good hands down the left, and Arthur threw the final pass to Reese Walsh, who scored the try, and the obligatory swan dive afterwards. God, that bloke. I know it's Vegas, and you want to layer it up, but I say it before, I say it again. I just can't cop that bloke. What it is. Well, I know what it is. Look, 20 points to 10, another high-quality game. This one may be a little bit more spice, a little bit more intensity than and a little bit more niggle than the first game. Two teams that defended, I thought, really well. Broncos won't be happy they conceded 20, but I think that's maybe more on the Roosters actually being quite efficient and cohesive in attack. And I thought the Broncos still defended well. The Roosters defended very well on Brisbane, who lost Piakura after about 3 minutes. Real body blow for owners. I'm one of them. There's plenty of us out there. I think he ended up on four, which is brutal. And then they had to make changes. Paddy Carrigan went from the middle out to an edge, and everything just went awry from there. The Broncos lost some real punch in the middle there, and they lost a little bit of flair out on the edge with Carrigan there. He's definitely a middle. He plays for Australia in the middle. That's his job. But he had to go out there. It definitely hurt Brisbane. 20 points to 10, I think the Roosters can be absolutely stoked. Like I said, tries to Manu, Ponga, and Radley. Mariner scored a try off for Reese Walsh, Grubber. And Reece Walsh scored the try himself through the hands on that left edge there, and he finished it off. Look, I think two teams that'll, you know, there's always going to be a winner and a loser. I think both teams will be pretty happy, actually, with the performance. I think Brisbane, you know, sure, they want to win the game, but not all's lost there. It wasn't a bad performance by any means. I think the Roosters will be stoked with how they went, and they get to come back to Australia 2 points in the bank. Let's look at the Supercoach scores from this game. Sex on legs, 106, far out. He's expensive, but if he's going to do, he was very, very active, actively looking for work. And he's expensive, but if he's going to do that, because one of the probably the only slight on him is the fact that he maybe doesn't get his hands on the ball enough at centre. It's usually quality, but for Supercoach, you really need quality and quantity. You need the two of them, ideally. And if he's doing that, I think you've got to find a way to get him in. He's just a dynamite player. Victor Radley, 78. He was excellent. He had a good game, putting in some real good hits. Tedesco was sublime. Very safe at the back. Looked dangerous with the ball in hand. Only 70 Supercoach points. But, gee, there's good signs there. There is good signs there. And I think if you were one of the rare people that picked him up as a bit of a pod as well at fullback, like Latrell, you'll be very, very happy. Other people that will be very, very happy is May owners, 64. He looked good. He was offloading, looked very, very strong. Very encouraging words from Robbo after the game, where they just said he just said, you know, he just doesn't get tired. He can play big minutes, and he didn't want to come off, and I didn't want to take him off. He just looked brilliant. Very encouraging. And, you know, with the drama that happened later in the game, all signs are good for May. And for those that got on, well done. He's going to be a point of difference player for the grand title of one game, because I think May is going to become a very, very popular owner in the front row position from next week, I would have thought. Sam Walker, 55. He was in the wars himself, the little fella, but he got through it. Brandon Smith had a good game, 48. Not bad if you went safe and just decide, I'm going to lock in a hooker for the Vegas round. 48, you know, it's about what you're expecting from him. He did a good job. He did look good. Wong with 46 did come off with a lower leg injury later in the game and was spelled during the game as well. So it doesn't look like Wong's going to be an 80-minute player for the Roosters, which is a concern as a Wong owner. When he's on the field, looks good, and 46 points. Not sure of the minutes, so he might have played anywhere between 50 and 60, I think. So, yeah, that's a concern. And was one of those ones where at the start I was thinking, do I just sit back and see how these Roosters go and see what the rotation's going to be before I grabbed one? But I thought, no, I really like Wong. I like the look of him, and I'm going to enjoy watching him and being an owner. So I'm going to get him from the start. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm going to want him at some stage early on. Let's just get him from the start. Some concerns there. I haven't heard much about the injury, so we'll see what plays out there. His edge partner there in Tupanua did get an injury, and he only got 26. So if you did go with Tupanua, who was under 400, you'd be gutted with that one. Nat Butcher did come on, I think, maybe around the 30-minute mark, 25 to 30-minute mark, and he got 41. Look, he's a quality first grader. He's going to get plenty of minutes. It's just a matter of how they're going to fit all these guys. Spencer Lenu, 31. You know, if you went early on him and brought him in at the value price there, he started, came back on later, and things just went downhill from there for old Spencer. And if you did have him, you are going to be trading him out, because he's going to be spending some time on the sideline with a pretty nasty incident that I will talk about a little bit later on. So let's have a look at the Broncos here. Reece Walsh, 81. Jeez, he's dangerous. Just yeah, he is very dangerous. I can't own him just because I can't look at myself in the mirror and own the bloke. But 81, he scored a try. He set up a try, and this happened.
Absolutely electrifying. First time we've seen Walsh explode. The speed in which he covered across the ground just blew Sam Walker.
I don't know if you get any Supercoach points for that. I didn't come up on the stats there, so that might be one of those hidden one percenters that the coaches talk about there, and their players don't show up on the Supercoach stats. But yeah, it's a part of the game that we maybe don't see much of. Reece Walsh certainly, and good to see, even though there's bad blood between the two sides by the look of it, good to see Reece Walsh and Sam Walker getting on. Payne Haas with 71, and just a powerhouse, just a dynamo, doing his thing. A bit of ball playing, which I don't mind. Probably like to see more offload, loading the ball playing. I don't think he's going to put too many blokes into gaps. But yeah, big minutes, big engine. If you got him, you're happy with that. I thought Jordan Rickey had a strong game. Don't know if he's a Supercoach option, but 62 points, not bad. Arthur's was good. He was good. Good under the high ball, I thought, for the most part. He might have had one or two blues in him, but overall, I thought he had a good game. He was strong. I like the look of Arthur's. I think he's in for a big year. He is a value option for sure at your CT dub. If we go down a little bit, Jensen's 57, probably played bigger minutes than we thought with the Piakura injury. Something to keep in mind there. Nothing else doing. Hetherington 32, that's kind of what you expect from him if you want to go cheap and bring in Hetherington. Ezra Mam, 21. Tough old night for Ezra Mam. Threw the intercept pass for Joey Manu. Got beaten around a little bit. Didn't really offer a lot in attack, and then got a racial slur thrown at him, allegedly. So tough old night for Ezra Mann. Hope he's okay. Might as well just talk about it now. The Spencer Lenu incident. I know you're supposed to wait until you're innocent till proven guilty. I just watched the game not that long ago. I watched the replay of it, and you can see during that little period of play, then you can see him engaging with the Broncos players verbally. And I'm, without actually hearing it with my ears, I am certain that he said it. What would be the reason for Mam to stop the game and make an official complaint to the referee and put the spotlight on it if it didn't happen? You know, I'm 99.9% sure he said that, which, you know, sucks. You know, it sucks. Sucks for a man, apparently, after the game, in tears in the sheds, possibly a mixture of what happened there with Lenu and also, you know, his game as well. Wasn't a great game for him. So he had some moments, but yeah, so I feel for the poor bloke. They'll rally around him, I think. And Spencer didn't help himself after the game. They interviewed him after the game, and he just said, you know, it's just fun and games out in the field. And then he said stuff like, you know, if he's got a problem, he can come and see me afterwards, and tough guy stuff like that. And then apparently there was a bit of a brouhaha in the motel. They're staying at the same motel on the same floor. You know, what could go wrong in Vegas? So some words were spoken there. I mean, we know Lenny's got a bit of history. Remember the game against the Roosters last year at Allianz, where he carried on like an absolute pork chop on the field and off the field. And you could see that Robbo wanted to try and defuse things, because he came off with about 30 seconds to go or a minute to go. They took him off. They didn't want him on the field at the end of the game there when the hooter went, and see what happened then when he'd have to exchange handshakes or whatever with the Broncos. So they did the smart move. They took him off, which was really clever. That to me also was a sign that, you know, things aren't good there. And I think the Roosters will be really disappointed. The NRL will be absolutely spewing about this. He was the guy in the Roosters jersey doing all the promo work prior to the trip. So just unbelievable. And I think the NRL is going to come down hard. You know, they're super stoked with the amount of coverage they got. I didn't read or hear about the TV ratings for FS1 in the States, but the Fox Sports Australia and the Channel 9 ratings were through the roof, absolutely sky high. So they are stoked with that. So you got to think that the small imprint they may make on the US, and with racism being, you know, a crazy thing over there, a super political and super, those that are engaged in it and saw what happened will probably be following it, wanting to see the outcome there. So I got a feeling Lenu is going to cop a hefty, hefty suspension. And if it's proven he's guilty, and it's proven that he did say what he said, then he totally deserves it. You know, so look, that's where I stand on that. I'm making a trade. I went with Lenu, and yeah, gonna have to trade him out. Thing is, though, his teammate wearing number 17's made it a pretty easy trade for a lot of us to make. So that's where I stand on the Lenu thing. We'll find out what happens. You never know. There's a small chance. There is no proof, and it's his word against Ezra's and whoever else was listening. And it'd be interesting to see. I heard that a Rooster did reach out to Ezra and apologize. It'll be interesting to see if they need to get evidence from the players, both Broncos and Roosters. It'll be interesting to see if any Roosters actually go, you know what, mate, I know we're teammates and everything, but, mate, I heard what you said, and I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them the truth. It'd be very interesting to see how it plays out. So that's where we stand on that. So 20 points to 10. Roosters take the win. Supercoach-wise, not huge scoring. All the fullbacks scored well. Walsh, 81. Tedesco, 70. Latrell turned up. Turbo got 80. So the fullbacks all stood up. And, yeah, it was, I mean, apart from if you had Piakura, that's just, you know, that's just bad luck. Tupanua, to a lesser extent. Also, you know, injuries happen. It's one of those things, unfortunately. But, you know, you just got to roll with the punches, and that's what we'll be doing. Back in a minute. Right, the bet didn't go well. Just the one bet. I went both teams unders, not to be. Not even close. First game, I think was the over-under was 41 and a half. Up to 60. So, oh, Shano, not even close. Second game was 30 points. So that one, I think the over-under, it actually jumped up after the first game and all the points were scored. The line went from 39 to about 41, 42. So the line jumped. It still went under. So, yeah, so one out of two. That doesn't work on multis, though, unfortunately. It's okay. It's okay. I'll bounce back. Put my hand up. I was very confident in this one. Not to be. I'll bounce back next week. All right, so round zero, Las Vegas. We are done. Massive congratulations to the NRL for thinking big, going through and doing it and pulling it off. And, you know, done a sensational job. You know, nothing but a success. And all you've heard since is, oh, you know, the FOMO and all that. Oh, I'm definitely going next year. All the rest of it. Shades of Magic Round, really, isn't it? So, yeah, it's a destination for sure. Fair to say, I've probably had a quiet wee word to the wife and the puppy dog eyes to see if it's, you know, just to test the waters and see what my chances are for Vegas moving forward. We'll see how it goes. Don't like my chances. It might be one of those things. It might be a couple of years down the line there. I might have to save a few pennies and go, because it would be cool. You know, I think we all know that. Yeah, so well done to the NRL. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. The Spencer Lenu thing aside, and let's see what happens there. But otherwise, some, you know, real good stuff. The coverage was brilliant. It was, you know, everything was cool. So well done to the NRL. Well done to the four teams that went. And there'll be a clamoring, I reckon, for the other teams. Once they get some feedback from these coaches about everything, and possibly after round two, we'll see how they play in round two. And then if, you know, if they hit the ground running when they hit back to Australia, I think all the clubs will be clamoring for to go to Vegas next. Hey, it's Teamless Tuesday tonight. So I'll put out the round one preview show in the next couple of days, talking about, six more games to be played, teams to be filled for Supercoach. So I think the advantage of having guys of watching a few games, and you've still got the open trade window here, and you can just mix and match. You can see what you need to do. If you're a Spencer Lemieux owner, do you, you know, you probably have to trade the bloke. So, you know, do you need to free up cash in order to do that? If you want to go Lemieux to May and you might only have 20 grand, 50 grand in the bank, you're going to need 100. So you might have to make some moves elsewhere to your team in order to make that happen. And looking at how teamless role, which a huge watch on that, will dictate. So there's a bit of an advantage there. Say if you've got a Tupanua as well, that and we don't know how bad the injury is there, and it's a few other things, or guys you weren't happy with, or guys you were stoked with, you can make some moves and do some manipulating of your side to benefit you to get the guys that you may need moving forward. So, yeah, teamless is going to be big. I'll be back in a couple of days' time. Thank you very much for listening. I had some good feedback on the first episode, so thank you very much for those that are listening. Be a friend, tell a friend. I really, really do appreciate it. And I'll be back later in the week. Have a good one, guys.